felt the signature of another Force user, the uncomfortable pressure of the light side, and it pulled him to his feet. The pressure reminded him of how he'd felt in the presence of Master Zallo, and he knew that Aaron Lanier had come at last.
"Take the shuttle down to 50 meters,
he said, adrenaline already coursing through his body.
"And when I exit, you may leave."
"When you exit, my lord?"
Malgus did not respond. Instead, he overrode the in-flight safeties and pushed the button to open the side hatch. As the door slid open, as the night air poured in, redolent with the stink of a ruined temple and a burned planet, he let anger fill him. The ship descended to 50 meters. Below, the ruined temple was dark, covered in the velvet of night. But he perceived the presence of Aaron Lanier as clearly as he would have under a noon sun. He stepped to the doorway, drew on the Force, activated his lightsaber, and leapt out into the dark. A roar, heavy with hate and rage, pulled Aaron's eyes skyward. Malgus descended like a meteor. His cape flew out behind and over him, a comma of darkness, and he held his lightsaber in a two-handed grip. Power went before him in a wave of visible distortion. The shuttle out of which he had leapt flew off into the night sky. Aaron fell fully into the Force, raised her defenses, took a fighting stance, and parried Malgus's two-handed overhand slash. Still, he landed in a cocoon of power, hitting the ground in an explosion of might that shattered the stones around them and turned them into a hail of shrapnel. Unflinching, Aaron deflected them with the Force as she parried another slash from Malgus. The force of the Sith's blow made her arms quiver, but she gave no ground. Blades locked, sparking. Their eyes met. Malgus's dark eyes burned with a rage that knifed through her. The anger he radiated was tangible to Aaron, made the air feel greasy, polluted. But she felt something else in it, something unexpected, an odd ambivalence.
"I know why you have come,"
he said, his voice a hiss from behind his respirator. She forced words between gritted teeth. "You killed Master Zallo."
"And now I will kill you, too. In the same place I killed him."
He leaned into his blade, pushed her back a step, and unleashed a force-augmented kick at her ribs. But she was the quicker, and a flip sent her over his head and 50 meters away, deeper into the mountain of ruins where her master had died. She landed in a crouch atop one of the broken columns sticking out of the rubble.
"You will find that difficult," she called, and answered his anger with a wave of her own. "I assure you of that!"